I've talked a little bit about the early medieval period and the impact of Islamic civilization on it. In particular, I mentioned this Gaubert of Aurillac, who's the great, really almost the only star in the 10th century firmament. But it was really not until the 12th century that the Arabic sciences truly start to become appreciated in Europe. In the 12th century, and more especially in the 13th, we find Europeans starting to adopt the Arabic numerals in place of the very unwieldy Roman equivalents. And a key figure here was somebody called Fibonacci. Another agile mind and an interesting customer, Leonardo Fibonacci of Pisa. He, in 1202, publishes a book on mathematics called the Liber Abaci, that's A-B-A-C-I. And he's interesting because his father had been a great merchant and was in fact in charge of the Pisan trading colony in the Algerian port city of Bijaya. And it's thought that Fibonacci Sr.'s dealings with Muslim merchants there made him aware of the superiority of the Arabic over the Roman numerals in accounting, keeping inventory records and so forth. So the elder Fibonacci sends his son to study with the imam of a mosque in Bijaya, who is also acquainted with mathematics. And Fibonacci Jr. turns out to have a great flair for maths, as very occasionally does happen amongst young people. And he comes up with this book while he's still young, and immediately it revolutionizes mathematical studies in Europe. It's taking up very quickly. The most important innovation in it was the invention of the zero. The zero comes from the Arabic word sifr, S-I-F-R, which means empty, nothingness. It's an Arab invention. Also, as well as the word zero, our word cipher, for more unclear reasons, also comes from this Arabic word sifr. There's more to say on this particular theme, but with your permission, I'll pause there. We can have some coffee, and then afterwards I'll try and conclude this story, and then we can have some questions.
I want to remind everybody that the stars, the sort of descending stars that you did with the art teachers, was the Fibonacci stars.
Yeah.
Also, I read somewhere, I don't know if this will make me feel old, but some of you may remember a musician named Liberace.
Oh, sure.
I read that he took his name from Liber Abaci, the book.
Really?
That you just mentioned, that he was quite a scholar himself of Arabic history and learning, that he came from a very well-educated family of musicians. And he saw that word and took the name Liberace himself.
Well, well.
Along with his candelabra.
Yeah. It's a little bit.